what we can avoid here actually is the direct conflict of interest. And when I say direct conflict of interest, this will come in the form of the one sitting in the panel doing the clinical practice guideline is also employed as, let us say, a medical director in the pharmaceutical company, or someone who is commissioned to do research, or even hired to promote the products. That, I think, is a clear direct conflict of interest.
We probably have produced about 100 clinical epidemiologists now, and most of these are clinicians who are who hold key positions in different societies, universities, training centers all over the country. And since they hold key positions, they're aware of the principles involved in evidence-based medicine, they have tried to incorporate EBM into their, in almost all aspects of their work.